This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Trump loyalist Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by extraordinary moves from Attorney General William Barr. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump expressed hope that Stone would get a new trial and be exonerated. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media.
It's my strong opinion that the forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted.
Trump added, he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
China reported an uptick in new cases of coronavirus on Friday, boosted by more than 200 people testing positive for the disease in two prisons outside of Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Again, China reporting more than 2,200 deaths and more than 75,000 reported infections. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, two Australians evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan tested positive for the new coronavirus after being flown home. Authorities in Canberra have also extended a ban for another week for foreign travelers arriving from mainland China, where the virus was first reported.
The two patients will be sent to hospitals near their homes. The cruise ship passengers are being held in quarantine at a former workers' camp near Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory. It's also accommodating a plane load of Australian evacuees from Wuhan, China, where the disease was first reported. Their two-week quarantine period comes to an end over the weekend. Australia now has 17 confirmed cases of the disease, although more than 45 of its citizens remain on the Diamond Princess in Japan after contracting the virus while on the cruise ship. It has the largest cluster of confirmed cases outside of China. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
The United Nations, it says, it's very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. That's according to a spokesman in New York. According to the UN, hostilities are now approaching densely populated areas like Idlib City and Bab al-Hawaii, a border crossing which has among the highest concentration of displaced civilians in northwest Syria. A spokesman said that a massive cross-border operation in the northwest of the country is currently underway to assist the civilians as needs continue to grow. The state of New Mexico is suing Google for allegedly collecting personal data generated by school children. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit claims Google is using its education services package as a way to spy on the internet usage of children and their families. Attorney General Hector Balderas says tracking student data without parental consent is not only illegal under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, it's also dangerous. He says Google is gathering physical locations, websites visited, videos watched, contact lists, and saved passwords. Google says the claim is wrong and that its G Suite for Education package allows schools to control account access and requires parental consent. A similar lawsuit was settled with the state of New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.